When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
We were talking about it before we came on the air here. Lofa, well, we might as well just go straight to the source there, Link, right? Lofa, who is the Lofa Tatupu of the Seattle Mariners? Like
Mariners?
Yeah, like if we were talking about this before you got on. Like if it was an SAT question, Lofa Tatupu is to the Seahawks as blank is to the Mariners.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, man. We were like, you know, like a humble dude, good dude, like hustle guy, effort all the time, okay. Smart, good IQ, sports IQ.
Who's a guy that doesn't look like they belong out there?
No.
But gets the job done? That's my question back to you.
Who's the guy that you go, he made that play? No.
Is it Cal Raleigh, maybe?
Oh, maybe right now, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. How's your dumper? You got a dumper?
I got cakes, man. Pause. Sorry.
Oh,
isn't
man.
That his nickname?
That's his nickname. Yeah, the dumper. Yeah, because he's got
big
a big
squat guy.
Big
Never
butt.
Misses leg day.
No, dude, his squat's got to be like, I mean, what? I'm not good at that. I'm not good at knowing what the weight should be for certain. What would his squat be, you think?
It's got to be 500 plus.
Wow. Jeez.
And, you know, baseball guys, I don't imagine they hit the weights very hard. Not like the days where we grew up and the baseball players, they look like football players.
Oh, yeah. Their forearms were the size of their quads. Yeah, man. Cal, though, catcher. So he's, you know, stand up, sit down all the time. So he's
building a great base every time he goes out there.
Thigh master. He is the thigh master. That's a good nickname. Yeah. Oh, man. You've been seeing the NBA stuff before we get to football? Trades all over the place. Crazy.
Yeah. And LeBron, all-time leading scorer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to give us a thought on that before we hit the song?
Man, incredible.
Uh-huh.
That's one of not just skill, but also longevity, man.
Yeah.
To be dominant for, it was 20 years or 21, however long he's been. He's been there since he's 18. I think he's, you know, only a couple years younger than me. To stay at the top of the game like that is insane. I think that's a record that'll never be broken, because now, even just that 1 year, like you'd have to average like 50 because that 1 year of him going straight to the pros, and like all the other guys, now they have to go to college for a year.
Sure.
Or, you know, they can go play, you know, Europe and then come over, whatever. They have to take a year off.
Mm-hmm.
And that 1 year, it's 81 games and I don't know how many points, but it's insane. And that'll never be broken. He's just going to keep adding to it too. But for someone to live up to the hype, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Since he was 14. I was reading about him.
The chosen one. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's incredible to live up to the hype. I mean, all eyes on him since he was 14, 15, and probably could have had a career in football too.
Yeah.
You know, he was all state as a freshman.
Imagine him at tight end.
I think he chose the right path.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, I mean, he broke the record, but obviously the career keeps going. So he'll pass 40,000 at some point. So he's still going. Yeah. Greatest of all time, though.
Greatest scorer of all time. That's uncontested.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no debate about it.
That's what it says in the books.
Just go look at the books.
Yeah. Yeah.
but greatest of all time. You got to go by position, I guess. You know, there's been debates about this forever.
Yeah.
You know, and it was odd to me that everyone quickly compared him to Michael instead of Kobe, because I thought that was the next in line.
What about Kareem?
I mean, yes. Okay.
Totally different games, but yeah, I know.
But yeah, but what I'm saying, just, you know, in terms of what they mean to their team, because look, LeBron's been robbed of probably 3 or 4 MVPs, you know, much like Michael probably should have had 2 more. It's they just don't want to keep handing it to the same guy. That's what it is. But you can't tell me that there were other guys more deserving or more valuable to their team than he was in any year of his career, I'll say.
Yeah, it's hard, but that's why the debate is so fun, because it's such a hard debate to have, because the game changes, the players change, you know. Yeah. I mean, we were looking up the stats on our morning show podcast, and I was surprised to read that on the sheet that Michael Jordan all time he only made 581 3-pointers in his entire career. Like, that number seems incredibly low, especially when you see that LeBron has made 2,200 threes. You know, the game is just so different. Scoring, the way they score is different, but the debate rages, and it's a fun one.
It is, because, you know, opinion and perspective based. What do you value? What do you favor?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, championships. And in that vein, Bill Russell's the greatest
all time.
Because dude, just winners.
Yeah.
You want winners.
And Bill Russell never even got to shoot a three.
No.
Didn't even get to attempt one. So.
But I mean, and I knew the debate, well, you know, he was 6'10 or whatever he was going against, you know, guys that have full-time jobs.
Yeah. bankers and insurance salesmen.
There was only six or 8 teams back then, but you know, it was wild though. I saw a stat where Wilt averaged 50 one year and Russell still got it, because I mean, he won the title and everything.
Wow. So. Hey, listen, you got to play the game in front of you, right?
Hey, yeah.
Speaking of which, you want to talk some football?
We could talk my fasting, since I'm highly irritable.
Well, I'll bring it up after the theme song.
All right, make me wait longer. Thanks, Brett.
Now, let the theme song calm me down. Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the creeks in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it online. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we rapping for Seattle, my place. Take 12. It's the Take 12 podcast on the Believe Sports Network. What's up? I'm Brett. That is Lofa. Sitting in is producer Katie, as always. The missing link, Ryan, is in the room as well. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, the Super Bowl is this Sunday. Or sorry, the big game is this Sunday. Or whatever. Am I going to get in trouble?
Go back and
bleep
it.
Huh?
We got to go back and bleep
it. We'll fix it in the edit. The big game is this Sunday, everybody. Who's excited?
You can't say that word?
I don't know. I think on terrestrial radio, or you have to pay for it if you're going to say it, or they own it, or I don't know. I'll say it, though, here. I'm not afraid, Lofa. We have our own sponsors.
I played in one. Can I say it?
Yeah, man. I mean, come on now. We're a podcast, man. We're a pirate ship.
I was a Super Bowl participant.
There you go.
Someone announced me one time, and there was like, I was there with all, you know, Curse and a bunch of guys that had won the Super Bowl. And then they were like, and Lofa Tatupu, all Pro Bowl, and Super Bowl participant. And I was like, can you just say like NFC champion?
NFC champ. Like,
anything
else. Just stop after all Pro.
Thank you.
Come on now. Or
introduce me first next time.
You know, I'll get to Wiener Schnitzel in a second. For real, because stop after all pro, because let me pat our man on the back for real. Because Super Bowl champion, you can now listen, not to take anything away from any Super Bowl champions out there, but you can be a Super Bowl champion and maybe not really see the field all that much sometimes, or be, you know, different positions, let's put it that way. And all pro, ladies and gentlemen, means you were voted the best at that position in the entire league. And I mean, come on. There's only one of those.
Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate you and thank you, buddy, but I would trade it all for that fucking run.
All right. Well, I tried to help.
I'm just telling you, and you know, like, I would trade it all. I got asked the other day on a podcast, you know, would you give up the Pro Bowls? And I absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why you play the game, man.
You know what?
You want that ring.
You shouldn't have to. You should have all those and a ring, but we all know what happened that day.
Yeah.
Moving on. Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Two locations, Western Washington, one in Everett, one in Fife. Go in, mention the Take 12 podcast, get a free small soda with any other purchase. They got the mini corn dogs. They got the chili dogs.
Oh,
the chili burgers.
They have meatball sandwiches right now.
Huh?
They have meatball sandwiches.
Ooh. Hold on a second. Breaking news on the show.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Wiener Schnitzel, you want your meatball sandwich? They got your meatball sandwich.
Meatball sandwiches at Wiener Schnitzel.
Word from Dom is it's pretty good, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do Dom something approved. Different today, everybody. It's Wiener Schnitzel, two locations, Everett and in Fife. Go on in. Lofa, the big game this weekend, Eagles Chiefs. What to you is the biggest storyline going into this game?
Well, it's the historic Super Bowl. First time two black quarterbacks will be playing, you know, in the Super Bowl against each other.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, there's been a number of coverage. Hasselbeck had an amazing segment with Jalen Hurts, and I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. Love Mahomes too. I know how you feel about him because of all his winning.
Well, it's just but, not every commercial. Come on,
he's good though.
I know.
So, you know, that's, you know, amazing. And, you know, I'm going to inspire, you know, tons of kids, because that's what, you know, it hurts. He mentioned it. He's like, a lot of times, you know, they wanted me to play a different position. But I mean, the adversity he went through from only losing two games, I think they were championship games, like SEC championship. And then in the national championship, I don't know if he lost that or if that's the one that I think Tua came in and he lost his job. Most kids just hit the portal. He stuck it out, graduated for Bama. I've followed him ever since then because he just handled himself with incredible class. Like, they stuck a microphone in his face right after the game. And, you know, like, I can't imagine that moment, but I know.
At that age,
you
know, too, I can't even imagine.
As a kid. And
I was on a rinky-dink TV show on MTV, and I was older than that. And, I mean, he was – you're talking national championships, Bama,
everyone's
Saban, worldwide audience. That age, I mean, I can't even
forget it. And he handled with tremendous class and said, you know, we're champions, and, you know, you can't take that from him. And then to come back, gut it out, try to win his job back, work on some things, because there was a great segment with Saban talking about when he did decide to hit the portal. He was originally headed to Miami and Maryland. And Saban was like, look, you know, go to Oklahoma. They have CeeDee Lamb, a ton of talent around you, and Riley's developed a lot of quarterbacks. And so he really could have won the Heisman that year. And so just to see the journey, man.
Yeah.
And then second round pick to Philly when, you know, people were clamoring for other positions that they needed. And now look at him. And
yeah.
I really hope this is his moment and he wins the MVP.
Easy to root for sure.
Oh.
You know, definitely. I mean, great storyline. I was going to just take a shot at Mahomes. I was going to say, easier to root for than Mahomes. No, I'm just kidding. Look, they're both incredible quarterbacks, great athletes, and really good storyline here. What about the other brother bowl?
the Kelsey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, incredible journey that they've been on, right? And, I mean, two incredibly huge important part of their teams, leaders, captains on their teams, and two of the best at their position. And it's got to be a divided household, right? How do I can only imagine the parents, like, after the game, they're just going to go hang out with whoever lost it, because the winner doesn't need to be consoled. I'll tell you that right now.
That's
the winner's
going to
be popping champagne, spraying it everywhere.
That's
and
funny.
So. I feel for the parents in this one.
Yeah, you know. It's not an enviable position. But I did think, and tell me what you think, Lofa, as a father. I thought, as a father myself, I thought, well, you could rest assured knowing at least one of your kids is going to win the Super Bowl. So there
and
you
then,
go.
And
like,
both,
no matter what happens.
Yes. And they both have rings.
Yeah.
And with the career, they're both headed to Canton, too.
Sure.
Wow. It's insane.
Yeah.
They're both going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. They'll probably do the mom has to do the jersey down the middle, right? That's almost a requirement for moms if this is the situation. So
how proud those parents must be, though, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't even imagine. What's the over-under on cuts to the Kelsey family during the game? on the broadcast.
Jimmy Betts doesn't have a line?
We should ask him. That's not in the email that I got this week, but that's a pretty good side bet, isn't it? It's got to be. I mean,
a prop, right? Is that
Well, you'd figure Kelsey's got to be good for at least one TD, hopefully, right? So there's a couple times right there. And then they'll do the other one, even though he's O-line, but I mean, they'll do that when he goes on the field at least the first time. So there's two. You got to figure they're going to cut to him 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Yeah.
I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the broadcast, I saw this, which is not taking place on the field, but worth noting. Kevin Burkhardt on the call on the broadcast. First time it's not Joe, Jim, or Al in 15 years.
Cool.
How about that? New voice on the call.
I don't even know who you're talking about, man. Yeah.
You don't pay attention to the commentators, huh?
No, not really.
Really?
Unless it's one of my boys.
Oh, okay. Nah. All right.
Brett's a radio nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Loves
I mean,
the broadcast.
The Super Bowl is usually just done by one of the three guys. That's all I'm saying. Like, and it's been 15 years since it's been a different person in the broadcast booth. So that'll be different and interesting. I don't know.
Somewhere Dick Fain is listening to this episode right now, and he's like, "No, I got you, Brett. I got you."
I don't even know.
There are people who get this.
Who's Burkhardt's partner? Link, you gotta help me out with that. For some reason, the tweet I saw only had him in there. But is it Greg Olson?
Looking it up.
All right, he's looking it up. It might be Greg Olson on the call. Former.
I don't
Seahawk.
Know, but Hasselbeck's been doing a couple. He did some games during like bowl season. He was awesome.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not him. Nate Burleson is doing it. Man.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it. They bring the expertise, but then also just. You know, some analogies of what it's like. And then, you know, so the fan gets the experience and then the comedic aspect as well. Nate has snuck some like movie quotes in there and stuff like that. It's like a bold strategy.
I don't know if the Seahawks would come to mind if you went across the country and asked people, NFL fans, which team has the best personalities. You know, I don't know. I hope it would be the Seahawks. It should be. We get to watch Seahawks all the time on TV and broadcast booths. Richard Sherman, Matt, like you said, Nate, Mike Robb, NFL Network, you know, a lot. It's awesome. It's fun. What were you going to say, Katie? I'm sorry.
I want to know if Lofa wants to do that sometime.
Oh, yeah, Lofa, you going to hit the broadcast booth?
I would have to be on one where you could swear.
Maybe we should start simulcasting games.
Because I would slip up, for sure.
That'd be fun. How do we simulcast a game next year with the Take 12 podcast?
Ooh.
I'll play Kevin Burkhardt. Lofa plays himself. That'd be fun. Link, who's on the call?
Greg Olson,
former Seahawk. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. What about the Andy Reid of it all? Gotta love Andy Reid, and here he goes for another one with the chefs.
Yeah, man. Everywhere he goes, he just wins, man. Mm-hmm. And it was good to see him a couple years finally get his ring, and then go back. And he's one of the best coaches. Comes from Holmgren. In that tree.
Yeah.
And so, our guy Mike, he just builds leaders.
The big show.
Yeah.
The big show. Do you think Holmgren at home while he's watching the big game this weekend ever gets confused when he sees himself on TV for a quick second out of the corner of his eye? Those guys look alike, man.
They do have some similarities.
They do. It's the stash. I like the stash. Yeah. The walrus stash is nice.
My favorite. You ever see the one that they played on like Monday Night Football where Andy Reid was 12 and he was doing the punt pass?
Yes. This is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Oh, my. He's full grown at 12. And the kid behind him came up to like the bottom of his numbers on his jersey.
Yeah. What about the defensive side of the football? We talked about the quarterbacks a little bit, but I mean, the Eagles been on fire lately. Hassan Reddick, we've talked about him a bunch on the show. Chiefs defense. I mean, how are you seeing this one?
Man, defensively, it's no contest. The Eagles are much better. Yeah. You saw what they did to the Niners, and of course there was injury to the quarterback position, but they were getting after the quarterback no matter who it was. And it's going to be a test for the Chiefs, man, because the old saying is defense wins championships.
Yes, that's right.
So so we'll see. But that pass rush and that front seven, they get after it, and so we'll see how the Chiefs hold up against that, because the only thing I could see in this game. You got to take Kelsey out.
Yeah.
Like that is, you know, Valdez-Scantling went off last week. He had a great game. Juju is, you know, very good. But Kelce, he takes these 3 and 5 yard catches when Mahomes has nothing down the field and panics. And he just, that's the safety valve.
Yeah.
And he takes those 3 to 5 and probably averages 7 to 8 after the catch.
Yeah.
So his ability to the spatial awareness that I always talk about to just find a crease or make a guy miss and slip off and roll on a spin move, it's what makes him the best in the game, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, how about on the other side though for the Chiefs? I mean, they gotta slow down Jalen
and their
offense. Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough day because not only has Jalen been phenomenal, but that run game has been very efficient. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles had like 3 or 4 of their 5 that were, you know, Pro Bowl games worthy. And so it's they've been running the ball at will. They had it against the Niners all day with Sanders, Gainwell. He's been a great piece running the ball. So well balanced. You don't know what they're going to do. And then they got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith outside,
mm-hmm.
Dallas Goedert in the middle of the field, another good tight end. I really like the Eagles in this matchup, man. Their chances.
Really. This game is a little closer for me. I think it's more of a toss up. You have it.
I think
a little more, huh?
A lot more. I think they could win this. The only factor that you got Mahomes, of course, right? But experience is the only thing that I think that really goes in the Chiefs' favor.
Uh-huh.
They've been to the big game. They've been to 3 or 4 championship games. So the moment's not going to be too big for them.
They've shot a lot of State Farm commercials.
Because they win. Yeah.
I know.
So, you know, that's the only deciding factor, I think, if Philly, you know, being there for the first time, you know, maybe they were just, hey, we won the NFC Championship, like, not that was enough, but maybe they're just kind of like let their guard down a little bit. And you don't know how people might tense up in the big game. And
yeah, so true.
That's the only thing I think that Kansas City, they can just go in and play because they've been there before. So well, that's the biggest factor I see in terms of what the Chiefs have on their side.
Time for the final score prediction of the year then. Score prediction challenge brought to you by our friends at Simply Seattle. Go to our social media. It's at Take12 Pod anywhere, spelled exactly how you think, at Take12 Pod, and you just enter the score of the game. What do you think it's going to be? How do you think it's going to shape up? And if you nail it, and if multiple people nail it, we throw everyone's name in a hat, we'll pull one out. But if you nail it, you get $50 to Simply Seattle, shop.simplyseattle.com. close enough, we'll put all your names in a hat, pull one out, you get $25. So there you go. Lofa, final score:
Eagles 34. Ooh. Chiefs 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pull away in the second half, or?
I don't know when it's going to happen. Okay. I just know it's going to happen.
Are we going to be entertained or not, though?
I mean, it's football. Slightly. I'm always entertained. Okay. Right. Yeah. There's always going to be a big hit or something I could be excited about.
I want it to be a good game through halftime. I root for a good game in this one since I don't have anything. There's no rooting interest one way or the other for me in this game. And as a Seahawks fan, I don't think there is. Is there really?
No, but to that point, the one of the best big game players we've ever seen is Mahomes. Mm. So they're never out of it. Doesn't matter if they go down, you know, 3 scores right away. The Bills left him 14 fucking seconds on the clock and he went 80 yards.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, we left him too much time. Like, how is that possible? So even in that Tampa game where they lost the Super Bowl, I had some questionable calls about officiating in that one. But he played a great game.
Yeah.
They dropped so many passes. Tariq down the sideline on a long one. Kelce over the middle, a couple like that. He never drops. So it was, they were just off. And so, but Mahomes was on, and that was the one where he traveled like 200 yards on his scrambles. They calculated
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even the one where he took off from his feet, hit the guy right in the hands. It bounced off his helmet, and Devin White goes up and picks it. And so it's like, it was just not meant to be that day. But, you know, who do you got, partner?
I'm going to say it's closer. I still think, oh, man. I said to you, I think Philly's got this one at when it was my gut. And I don't want to go away from that. But I do think the Chiefs are going to make it a game. You can't count out Andy Reid. You can't, I mean, Mahomes, Kelsey, like you just said, they can come back on anyone. I think it's a game through halftime. I think if the Eagles do pull away, it'll be late and because of their defense. So because of like maybe a turnover or just something that just, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's like the Chiefs are down by like four, but they're going to be driving, but the Eagles are going to make that pick and score or something like that. And that'll be the nail. So give me the Eagles 36, Chiefs 31, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun game. Do you like the commercials?
I love commercials.
Yeah.
Love them.
So you got to keep the sound on during the game, right? Like no muting of the commercials.
No. Yeah. I mean, Budweiser back in the day.
Yeah.
Doritos used to have some great ones.
Now there's going to be a lot of good food ads. How's that going to go with the hangriness of fasting?
Oh, well, so yeah. Let me just, you know, catch everybody up to speed. I haven't eaten since Sunday at 6 p.m.
What?
So.
Just but, say what? That.
It's no, Thursday.
No, you're on a juice cleanse. You can't just say you haven't eaten.
Well, no, I haven't eaten.
Oh,
I haven't
my God. Juice. Oh, my God.
Don't, anyways,
I haven't.
Shh, careful. Don't make him angry.
I haven't yet.
Let him talk. Let the man talk. He hasn't eaten since Sunday. Let him talk.
So, yeah, I got a filet and mignon and, and some eggs I'm about to crack.
Okay.
Right after this.
Oh,
I'm
good.
So excited.
Attaboy.
And so I guess my buddy, who he said he'd be happy to come on, former NFL, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. So maybe he's a good one to have on next week.
All right.
Brendan Iamadejo.
Oh,
he played
yeah.
for the Bears. Yeah.
Beast. Absolutely.
And the Ravens, won the ring with the Ravens. So we'll have him on next week if we can. And he's just absolutely shredded. So, I mean, he was shredded when we were in the league at like 225.
Yeah.
And special teams just demon. And then, like, you know, on Instagram, and I see him again, and he's even more ripped. And I was like, bro, what's going on? Like, because I feel like I've been doing pretty good on my CBD and, like, getting my rest and prioritizing sleep and just, you know, anti-inflammatory. But he was like, well, you got to reset the whole system. You got to fast, get the bad bacteria out of your stomach. And I was like, oh, I go, this sounds painful.
Yeah.
He's like, he said, like, 3 to 5 days of fast. I go, we're going to start with one. And if I can get through one day, I will try to go for the other two.
Yeah.
So I did. My buddy, Josh Glunt, out in, where is Josh? Josh in Carolina right now. He's one of Leroy's buddies.
Uh-huh.
So him, he was a former linebacker. And then Matt McCoy, our buddy, linebacker, they texted me and asked me like what I was up to. And I told them, and like, they're like, I'm in. And I was like, wait, you haven't even heard. And so then they both said, man, the first night I thought about just eating like, fuck
yeah,
it.
Of course.
And so, but it's good. Got everything out of the system. The mental clarity, there was.
So wait, what are you drinking? You have to be drinking something.
Water, tea, coffee. All the water, tea, coffee uh-huh. one is fine. So I've been doing a bunch of water, a couple coffees, like one in the morning, one midday, and then usually one.
No lemon juice, no cayenne pepper, no maple syrup.
You could have lemon juice, okay. But you could put lemon in your water, but the bone broth. My wife, Rachel, cooked bone broth for me.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
Yeah, good.
And like, I was just like drinking it and sipping it and like closing my eyes, picturing I was eating chicken. And it kind of worked. The mind is a powerful thing.
It is.
At 4 to 5 hours into the first day, at probably about around like 2, 3 p.m., I started getting like headaches and just fucking super angry. And I guess that was like your body going into fat burning mode, ketosis or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And so he can come on and explain all this to you guys. But man, the mental clarity after that that kicks in is insane. Super zoned in, and it's been amazing. And then
tripping out probably, on hunger, man.
Yeah. And so mornings have not been hard at all. Lunch has been tough. Dinner, it was no problem either. But I mean, this will reset the system, get the bad bacteria out. And then when I go back, like today, I'm just going to try to go keto. So now eating anything protein and veggies and fat based, you know, you can have fat on that, just no carbs. And so that will keep me in fat burning mode. And so we'll see what happens. But I mean, it's been a nice little jump start to changing my relationship with food.
Huh. I decided this year I'm going to hang on to my bad bacteria. It makes me who I am.
Take the good and the bad.
Yeah, like all that bad bacteria in there just floating around. I can feel it. I love it.
Man, I hate it. I did dry January.
I'm just kidding.
That was the first test, January.
Yeah.
And I went from 242 to 245. I went down to 235. And then.
What are you trying to play point guard? What's going on?
Trying to be faster on the court.
Okay.
But then I went from, after these 3 days, I went from 235 to this morning, I was 228.
Whoa. Lofa to quarterback, everybody. Watch out.
Yeah. Read option. Give it to me.
You saw that flag football game and you saw what was coming next for the NFL, huh? Figure you gotta get a little speedier.
I didn't even watch it. But shout out to Gino because he won the MVP.
Hell yeah. What a performance. Thanks for listening today, everybody. Check out epicseats.com. One of our loyal sponsors, epicseats.com, local company. If you need seats, if you're trying to get Super Bowl seats, hey, jump on epicseats.com. They probably got them. Mention Take 12, you get $12 off when you spend $100. That's also known as 12% off when you spend $100. It's the same either way. Epicseats.com, everybody. Wiener Schnitzel, two locations, Everett and Fife. Also, Simply Seattle and betonline.ag. Look for that cut to the Kelsey family prop bet. That's it for us.
All right, you got it. You got it, Brett.
All right, hands in the middle, everybody. Let's break it down. Boy, I don't know. We think it's going to be the Eagles. Jalen Hurts. We're big Jalen Hurts fans around here. Hurts so good on three. Hurts so good on me. One, two, three. Hurts so good.
Maybe I'd be awesome if he wins it.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.